All right, everyone, as we continue through the week with our look at our intimate relationships, let's take a look at, again, the connection between our special intimate relationships and sleep. All right, how many of you are, you know, fairly consistently getting enough sleep? You're really going to bed on time. I mean, really on time. Not, you know, the time that you say you can handle without just completely burning yourself out by being up late. But I mean the time that you know is optimal for your mental and physical well-being, your mental and physical health. Well, you know, something I want to share with you, courtesy of Live Science, and in fact, I'm going to share a couple of things courtesy of Live Science. One talking about, you know, how things are going with us when it comes to sleep and our relationships. And the other having to do with the power of oxytocin. But first, sleep and relationships. Yeah, sleep and relationships, ladies and gentlemen. Would you say that there is any connection between the way you sleep and the relationship that you have with your special someone, your husband, your wife? We're not talking about relationship to everyone. We're not talking about how you relate to your children or how you relate to people on the job. And I know that sleep deprivation can cause some serious problems, but let's just focus on just that one relationship, husband-wife relationship. And let me ask the question again. Does your sleep tell you anything about your relationship? The way you sleep, the way you sleep, seriously, the way you sleep, does it tell you anything about your relationship? Well, let me ask you this. Do you consider yourself to be creative? Yeah, creative. You know, you really are innovative. You just come up with stuff. I mean, whether it's designs, whatever. Well, are you a creative person who's stuck in an unhappy relationship? Are you an extrovert who gets along well with your partner? Your preferred sleeping position may actually reveal the answers to these questions. They may also tell some other things about your personality and your relationship. Yes, are you ready? And I think that, you know, once we cover this, you're going to be saying, at least some of you are going to be saying, okay, I can see that. There was a survey done, included 1,000 people, and they reported their preferred sleeping positions. But they also gave information about their personalities and the quality of their relationship. So three main things here, 1,000 people, and here's the three big pieces of information that they shared. Their preferred sleeping position, information about their personalities, information about the quality of their relationship. Wouldn't you know, it turned out that the farther apart people in relations slept from their partners, the worse they rated their relationships. Okay. Who had the light come on in their heads when I said that? How many of you are saying, oh, goodness, okay, my toes, he's stepping on my toes. It's not me. And I'm just sharing the info. And some of you are saying, okay, so that's why we like to cuddle so much. Yes, the light really came on. The people who slept farthest apart from each other when sleeping in bed were the ones who rated their relationships to be the worst. 94% of the couples who touched each other while sleeping said they were happy in their relationships. 94%. Okay, you know what I have to ask you. How many of you touch your partner while you're sleeping? So again, now, the key here being, it's not so much about you're ready to play. You're ready for some activity, sexual activity with your mate. No, we're talking while you're sleeping now. Even if it means, you know, you've been asleep for 45 minutes, 2 hours, you wake up for half a minute and you just rest your hand on your partner's body and fall back to sleep. You know, that kind of thing. 94%. Would you be included in this 94%? 94%, that is almost. Now, that this is something to help us get happy. I mean, sure enough happy. Almost 100%. 94% of the couples who touched each other while sleeping said that they were happy in their relationships. 68% of the couples who did not touch each other during sleep rated their relationships as happy. Did that catch you by surprise? When I said 68%, you're probably thinking I was going to say 68% who did not touch said that their relationships were not as happy. 68% who didn't touch still rated their relationships as happy. Not so bad, almost 70%. The research also found that extroverts tended to sleep closer to their partners, and creative people usually slept on which side? I was asking you earlier about creativity, and I asked you if you thought that you're a creative person. Then I asked, are you a creative person stuck in an unhappy relationship? Well, here's my next question, and this is your trivia pop quiz for the day, at least for this 30 minutes. If you're creative, which side do you tend to normally sleep on? Well, in this survey of 1,000 people, the creative people usually, not always, but usually slept on their left side. Now, let me ask you again, which side do you normally sleep on? And of course, another way to word that question is to flip it. Do you sleep on your left side? Do you tend to also be creative? Well, Richard Wiseman, psychologist at the University of Hertfordshire in England, said it really underlines the point that the night really is not totally downtime. Instead, he really considers it to be a missing third of our life, which provides some important clues about our waking lives. You see the connection? While we're awake, something's going on. We're probably concluding that our relationship is a good one. We're happy about our relationship while we're asleep. I'm sorry, while we're awake. And then when we do fall asleep, we kind of act out in our sleep the fact that we believe our relationship is a good one. And that's why he's saying that even that downtime, that sleep time, is really saying something about our waking lives. The work suggests that if you've noticed that you're drifting apart from your partner during the night, you might want to take a look at the quality of your relationship. Dr. Wiseman found that 42% of the couples in the survey slept back to back. 31% slept facing in the same direction. 4% slept facing each other. Which direction do you and your partner sleep? Facing each other? Back to back? One of you facing in the, you know, both of you facing in the same direction. In other words, one of you has your back to the other, but you're both facing south. And one of you is snuggling up close to the other. And maybe the one who is in front has his or her hand on the arm of the one who is holding them. 42% of the couple slept back to back. 31% facing in the same direction. 4% actually facing each other. Only 4%. 96% of the people in that survey did not sleep facing each other. Has it ever bothered you that you and your loved one, for those of you who are in love, you know, you love your partner, you all sleep together almost every night, but rarely face to face. Has that ever bothered you? Has it ever suggested to you that maybe your loved one doesn't love you the way he or she should, or maybe vice versa, you don't love him or her the way you should? Only 4% of these people slept face to face, but a whole lot of them rated their relationships as happy. So sleeping face to face doesn't necessarily mean that we are or are not happy with each other. 12% of the couples slept less than 1 inch apart. 12% of them. 2% of them slept more than 30 inches apart. 2% slept more than 30 inches apart. The experiment's findings about the link between sleeping positions and relationship quality may change researchers' perception of what really happens in people's consciousness when they sleep. They said it's really great that scientists are starting to explore the night and realizing that we're just in a different form of consciousness rather than it being a time when nothing much happens. And, you know, that's interesting because we've talked about dreams, and so we know that that activity is going on. But we could almost say that that's sort of like a passive activity in the sense that we don't just deliberately make ourselves dream. Yeah, we just, you know, we're just there and the dreams just happen. And I know some people say, well, yeah, but what about the food and what you ate before you went to bed? Yeah, but even with that, though, we still don't say, I'm going to dream tonight. And when we fall asleep within 30 minutes, we remind ourselves that we're going to dream and we start dreaming. It doesn't work out quite that way. So, you know, I think that it's important that we realize there may be something a little bit more passive. There may be something a little more active when it comes to how we sleep. Isn't that interesting? What are sleeping styles tell us about our relationships? I guess that might be one way to kind of get a clue as to what is or is not going well in our relationships. I'm curious, how many of you who have been married for a while, whether a while is 2 years or 22 years, how many of you who have been married for a while have had some changes in your sleeping style? Whether that means you slept closer together when you first started living together. First, I don't know, 6 months after saying I do, you were sleeping, within 6 inches of each other. Or one of you was touching the other during the night while you were sleeping. And then as time went on, there was more distance, physical distance between you when you slept, and there was less touching. Whether less means don't touch each other as many times during the night, or you stop touching each other altogether. And then flip that. How many of you think back on it and say, well, you know what? When we first started sleeping together, after we said I do, we really didn't sleep close to each other, and neither of us really touched the other. But now I've noticed it seems like we've actually been getting closer. I mean, I've noticed that we touch each other a little bit more at night when we're asleep. We sleep closer to each other. Have you noticed any changes in your relationships that kind of correlate with how you sleep based on what we were just talking about, based on those findings of that 1,000-person survey? Does it seem to kind of line up with where you would say you would have been in that relationship? Did it seem like as you started sleeping closer, you actually were drawing closer to each other? Because the beauty of it is, even though things may not start out the way we want them to when it comes to a marriage, you know, one or both partners can pretty much have their heart settled on being unfaithful to the other, insensitive to the other, what have you. Things can change for the better. You know, just like things can change for the worse, things can change for the better. Some people decide that, you know, they're going to go ahead and stop having the attitudes that make a mess of the relationship. They're going to stop doing the things that make a mess of the relationship. They're going to stop saying things that make a mess of the relationship. And so for some people, it takes a long time to get to that point. Now, I'm not talking about sleeping closer to each other just to see if you can start drawing closer in the heart. But who knows? Think it might work?